Our dear Father in heaven, we are very grateful for this evening that we have to meet together as community members and friends, and we are grateful for this town and for the leadership that sacrifices their time to help all the town members. And we're grateful for the freedoms that we have, and especially this year as we celebrate the 250th anniversary of our country. Heavenly Father, as we go about our business tonight, we ask that we will be guided and directed in our discussions, and that we will have good conversation and discussion. Father, we ask a special blessing to be with our communities that have fires, and the firefighters, that they will be watched over and protected, and that community members will be very careful in the things that they do to prevent fires. We're thankful for all that we have, Father, and we pray for this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Please rise.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Thank you both. I appreciate you. Okay. So we will begin with approval of the minutes. Did everyone get a chance to take a look at those? Good. And I did make a couple notes. Did they get changed? Okay. Good. So would anyone like to? We need my cheat sheet. I will entertain a motion then to approve the minutes. Anyone?
I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
Excellent. Any second?
Second.
All right. We'll call for a vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Good job with the minutes, by the way.
I miss I always spell like Lauren, so I have to spell
a lot. Yeah, a lot of spelling. Yep.
Sorry for those.
It's all good. All right, then we will, we have the warrants on a spreadsheet. Have you had a chance to take a look at those? Were there any you wanted to read out?
The list is up there by Gray.
Yeah.
You can quickly look them over if you feel like there's any that are...
There wasn't any that I saw. They were all pretty normal stuff.
Yeah, the biggest thing was we want still, we do have more Peterson Plumbing Supply. That was $13,846 for the new, like, partial repairs on lines and partial new lines.
Good. There is a lot of repairs going on this month. The team did a great job. They repaired bazillions of meters and just a lot of good things happening. So, and all that costs money. Yep.
Yay.
Nice job. Okay, did you see this, Tim, to sign?
Yeah.
Okay.
We both signed it.
Okay.
For Dan, who's not here.
Yeah, and I signed for Dan, but Lauren still needs to see the fire. Good. All right, so would anyone like to to entertain a motion to approve the minutes? I mean...
I move that we approve payment of warrants.
Oh, he's good. He fixed it. Anyone like to second?
I'll second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Good. If you want to take a peek at those warrants, anyone in the room, they will be also in the minutes, but she can just leave them here and you can take a look at and see what the bills were. Excellent. Next item of business, Jerry Minton for CERT.
Nothing this month.
Okay. Excellent. Fire Department, Lauren.
Nothing
from the fire? You probably noticed that the town decided not to allow fireworks. That was pretty easy to decide. The state basically requires, if you are going to allow personal fireworks, that you apply with a map to the state fire marshal and get approval. We chose to just not do any. So that's And I'm assuming that it'll be the same thing with the 24th probably, right? Most likely. Unless there's like crazy rain in the next 2 weeks. That's probably right.
Yes. Question. I had a question from the community, a community member about just the driveway kind that just don't go in the air. Are those banned as well?
It said all fireworks.
All? Okay.
Yeah, the state ban was all fireworks. Okay. So if you wanted to allow them, we would have had to have submitted a map to the state fire marshal, which we chose not to, for obvious reasons. We have plenty of fireworks in the mountains. Okay. Good. Everyone was really good about it, so we appreciate that. All right, planning and zoning.
We didn't have any permits, but we had a work meeting. We are starting on reviewing the new 2026 state codes and the new county codes to go on with our new updating of subdivisions and other ordinances. So it be month to month. We will keep you informed, and because there's a lot to do.
Yes. Thank you. So if there's a meeting I need to be at, if I have...
They're going to be work meetings, and there is... I do have a couple of questions I need to ask you before our next meeting.
Okay.
But whenever you have free time,
yep.
Give
I'm
me
out
a
of town next week, but the rest of the time
okay.
I'll be in town.
Just text me and I'll run over.
Okay, sounds good. All right. So the next item of business is we need to ratify. We had a deferral letter that we needed to send in for Millard County EMS. Can you pull up our base camp, this town meeting? So go, yeah, the agendas. In July? Yeah, that one. So if you go down to July, is that really July? Oh, up, okay. I'm like, where are we? All right, so this, we basically had to send in a letter that says that we're going to allow Millard County to handle the emergency services for Kanawha Town. This will be included in the minutes as well, so if you want to review it, and I brought a copy of it if you want to see it. But basically, we are now required to annually, it sounds like, relinquish by letter.
He said it would be like every 4 to 5 years.
Is that what it
They're
was?
They're trying to get the whole county
so
on,
glad
one,
you're here.
On one
oh, that's
schedule,
right.
And Scipio's not. So
that's
they're
right.
Going to redo it so that everyone will get the same time.
So I'll leave that up there.
Is this any different than like what they already do?
The only difference is now we're required to provide the letter stating that they are providing the service for our town. The rest is basically same as usual. Mm-hmm. It's still the county providing the service. The money stays the same.
We just have another letter that says mm-hmm. that you can provide us or
yes.
you can help us.
Yes, we are relinquishing our responsibility to provide EMS services for our town to the county.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Good. I think we do have to. We have to approve it by vote. So, let's see. What would be the appropriate wording for that, Josh?
We need to move to ratify the letter because it's close.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just
would you like to do that?
Sure. I'll move that we ratify the deferral letter for RFP to Millard County for EMS.
Is there a second?
I second it.
All in favor? Aye.
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 Aye. Thank you, Josh. Good. Okay, 24th of July. Turn the time over to you.
We have now have the schedule that's out. I've got some printed up here if you'd like one. They'll be posted At the church, they'll be posted at the copies that you can take at the church. On Sunday, I'll put them out. They will be in the Merc. Is that okay, Daniel, if I give you a stack? And then those are the only two places that I know of that we can just give a stack and you can take yours. I've placed it online on Facebook on all of our sites, and you can print that if you want, and then I'll post them at all the public, the three public places just to view. I think everything is in place other than contacting the sheriff's office to block off the street. We've got the permit, but now I know what to do with that.
Brian?
Yeah.
I think you have to do it with Harbor Patrol.
Highway Patrol? Okay. Mm-hmm. Great. That's good to know. And then, I don't know, do you have any specific questions?
So we talked about this in our town meeting on Monday, and there was a couple requests from Lauren ordering the garbage dumpster, which Tim has already...
I talked to Mike Holt today, and he said, sounds great, we'll be ready for you. So just call me that week.
Okay, I saw that post.
I'd like to have it Thursday or Friday, just so we're not waiting for it. So he said just give me a call that week.
Isn't it on Friday?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
yeah,
definitely,
so Thursday. It would be
definitely
Thursday
would be better.
You check my calendar.
We just leave a pile of garbage. Yeah, here you go.
And he said he knows where to put it, so
good.
There wasn't any question there.
Good. That's good. Additional park cleanup, they were asking, are the young men still planning to help? They are planning to put extra barrels out for garbage and extra liners inside all of the garbages so they can be changed out.
The young men do that, or you guys put the...
They help with it.
We need to get ready. They can help with that, too, but just throughout the day, if they'll just...
Yeah, yeah.
If they see one filling up, just pull a liner. There should be six or seven more liners in there. Just grab one and toss it.
Yeah, and we're going to...
For bags or anything.
I'm going to ask the elders to help because the young men usually... Every year I've had to walk around because I've always been over young men,
mm-hmm.
and it just doesn't usually get done. So,
Gabriel.
Anyway, they're kids, but anyway, we'll get the men also watching.
And then the next morning, the morning after is helpful too because at nighttime you can't see what's out,
okay.
And so it's nice.
The primary was talking about doing that as their summer service project.
Oh, really?
Yep.
On the next day?
On
okay.
Morning.
I'll ask Jenna about that.
Was that just first or both?
You want it to be both?
You're probably not. You should probably not talk anywhere.
and Jenna was the one that they discussed it with.
So. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Great.
I haven't really talked to you about the meet and stuff, but I think it's all done. Okay. And then you'll let us know when we're supposed to meet to prepare.
We should plan that tonight. So
that'll probably need to be Wednesday the 22nd.
Okay.
I'll pick the meet up on the 22nd, and then I'll probably pick it up just in time to be at the firehouse to prep it.
Okay. What do we need to bring?
Yeah. Wednesday the 22nd at whenever time you want.
Okay.
Six or seven usually.
What time?
Seven.
Should we say seven?
Seven.
It'll be done in about an hour.
Okay. Good.
Mostly because Jerry does like 6 hours before we get there.
Good job, Jerry.
It's fun, really.
It's fun, really. Okay.
And
it's the fun part of 24.
Do we want the table set up the night before or that morning early? I don't know when that's usually done.
The night before, but like to run the sprinklers in the night if we can, so.
It seems like I've always just seen them lined up against the trees the night before, like they're there, but not set out.
And we have enough tables now here at the pavilion to, or do we still have to go to the church and get some?
Serving tables.
Okay.
Yep.
Two belong for the meat, right?
We have.
I've got the map.
The town has six, and we usually use those for what we're doing.
Okay, I've got the map of how many and stuff. I'll just let the elders know.
And we've been buying 2 to 4 tables every year and just slowly trying to build up and replace
those old wood ones.
If you Cindy was doing that. If you want, I can check where she was getting them and keep that going if you want to. Just keep adding a couple a year.
Mm-hmm.
Get a
mm-hmm.
Okay. I have six now. How many do you use to cut the meat?
Probably about 4 to 6.
Okay.
To cut the meat?
Okay. Good. Yeah.
For the program. They were wondering if there's a way to extend the sound system. If we have any standalone speakers that we could put like out from the pavilion but would still pick up from the amphitheater.
We don't actually have a finished sound system in there at all, so.
So even the pavilion ones aren't working?
Mm-hmm.
That was the.
Jerry has provided speakers a couple of times. There are a couple of speakers
there's
there.
There's a few speakers.
I think the best ones are probably ours at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Ben Corey is
really,
that.
They're really made for that kind of bit volume. So I think that would be the way to go. We'll be using them the night before for movie night. Maybe we can just leave them out where they could be transferred over there.
That was just a thing they were wondering about, because you really can't hear if you're not facing the amphitheater.
Really, those speakers are the only ones big enough.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to get serious about putting some speakers in this place.
Okay.
Do I need to ask Ben about helping with the sound, or?
Or anybody else who does sound stuff.
Roger can't carry him, but he can set it up. Jeremy Davis.
Jeremy.
Yeah, he'll be doing it the night before at the Merck as well. They usually use them for the parade. So that what ends up happening is they go to the parade and then to the Merck.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. But you're welcome to use them. Also, they asked about firewood. In years past, my dad's donated the firewood, but we don't have any more. He died. I think it's so rude. So now we don't have any wood.
When I talked to you the other day about it, I kind of threw out the name of Casey Walkoff. Not this Casey here, but
mm-hmm.
Bart's son cuts a lot of firewood, so I was going to reach out to him. I just haven't had a chance.
Okay.
Since we talked, so.
Okay, good. But you saw it's one cord of whatever, and,
yep, and then half
a pickup of hardwood.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
What's the firewood for?
All that meat.
Oh. I was like, it's too hot to have a fire.
Spring out, open flame. Wood, wood. And then another concern was about educating the town about parade safety. I don't know if you went to the 4th of July parade, but it was so unnerving to see children running under fire trucks. And so if we switch to this one over here. So I wondered if we want to do posters like this and put them up and down Main Street on all the A-frames that we can find, if we can borrow some. Just, you know, keep your children behind the white line. And then a suggestion was made that we ask all the parade floats to stay in their lane, not go down the middle. Because you know how we do that cute thing where we go down and come back? What happens is that the first people are down the middle, and they're throwing both ways, and so we have kids that are really tight up all around it. And then by the time they come back and they start passing each other, they're just all crowded in. So if we stayed in our lane and only threw one direction, you know, that would allow us to that would just allow us to keep people further back. So
That's what they're
supposed to do.
I think they sometimes throw to the other side, though, so that would be educating the floats.
Correct.
Yep.
That's correct.
That might solve the problem without signage.
If they throw their candy bar.
Signs are so dang cute. But you're right. I think it would. Okay. And then the last thing was Shannon Green did the flags for the 4th of July and wants to know if we would like her to do them for this parade as well, Brian. If you want her to do the flags again, like she did for the 4th of July, she's willing to.
I didn't know who did that, and we usually don't leave them out because they're supposed to have light on them.
No, no, I mean, she was on a horse.
Parade.
Lead the parade.
Lead the parade for the flags.
Yeah, I'm thinking about the
yes, yeah, it's okay.
I just woke up. No.
Hey, me too.
What do you guys want to do? I don't. It doesn't matter to me.
Jenna already asked someone to do it. That would be something that's general.
Yeah.
She's organizing
the
parade.
Pretty sure she hasn't.
Who's the color guard?
I'll ask her.
Yeah.
I didn't tell her to even get a color guard, so she probably hasn't done that. Okay, I'll ask her.
Good. Good, good. Now, our float. You can click on that one. Well, the council is always on a float. Basically, we ride together on some vehicle provided by Dan. So what I would like to do is, I talked to Dan about this. I said, I know I put you over the float, but can I work on parade swag? Anyway, I think it would be super fun to hand out in this way. I told him to build a ramp off of the float. Like a chute to roll a whole bunch of sidewalk chalk down. And it's going to be epic.
Are you trying to get to see what happens to the sidewalk chalk?
Yeah. Well, no, because it's going to roll down the chute, and then it's got to hit like a bleach bottle that's like curved like this, and then roll onto the concrete and off.
Okay, so it's not going to break.
My break. It was pretty cool. I'm not going to rub it ball. Anyway, I looked in years past when we've done it, and candy's usually about 600, and enough sidewalk chalk would be about 200, so I'd like to do that.
Will it make it past the white line?
It better, because otherwise we're all going to be just driving over it. Because no kids can go on white
line. Well, at least with colored canache.
That's true.
Lauren, are you guys going to do creamies again? Or?
Probably.
Okay, so what say you? Any questions about that?
That's good.
Last year we're riding on float, all of us.
Mm-hmm. Last year we did candy and float sticks.
Oh, yeah.
That was the magic.
And a throw chalk.
Think
that'll be good.
Okay.
Yeah,
so,
thanks.
Yeah, you should have seen Dan's face when I was telling him about it. I'll do his face. I'm like, I'm a girl.
Welcome.
All right. And I also reminded him to be happy he's not married to me, and he is. So is that okay? Can we approve a motion to spend $200 on sidewalk chalk? Okay, done. Next. So let it be written.
What's the green lady's name?
Shannon.
Shannon Green.
Her house is like
yeah.
At least my parents.
Yeah, I know where she lives. But
anything else about the 24th?
Yeah, so do we have a color guard and her do that, or is that one or the other?
She'd be carrying the colors.
So she had Poise Scott and somebody else with her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Poise is the horse that
wasn't happy.
Wouldn't rain very well.
I thought he was teaching it to step sideways, so I thought it was cool.
We traded it.
No, we were saying
that's so funny. Okay. Did we miss anything, Lauren, that you're worried about? Okay. Anything else for the 24th?
Jenna should come to you for the paint, I think, to paint the numbers.
She's got some new real estate, too. It's all black.
fresh.
No, not on this side, is it?
Yeah, right there it
we
is.
We
did?
Just they had a little leftover, so they did that.
Oh.
Just
wow.
I was like, I've seen you having a hard time.
Was there a question, Jim?
Two questions. One, the last thing you were just talking about, couldn't hear, was sidewalk chalk?
Yes. Yeah.
So keep in mind, we just spent 3 hours cleaning up chalk.
But it wasn't chalk. I thought it was...
There was
charcoal.
Charcoal.
Coal and chalk. So keep that in mind. Because it was where the tables are, and it was down in the theater, and it was on the walls.
At the amphitheater.
So I should have taken some better pictures to show you, but there was both. So I don't know. Think about that. And then the second question was on the dumpster. I don't remember years past. How full is it when we're done? And what are we paying for?
It's the size we're getting is about $600.
Okay.
And I don't know about how full it is. Do you? Do you remember?
Does it fill up?
Yes.
It's usually pretty full. And then if we have any other stuff from the town.
Okay. I was just thinking if we're going to be paying for it one way or the other, let's fill it up when we're done.
Okay.
Before it leaves.
It usually sticks around for a while.
Yeah, so just a thought.
Okay. Is anyone concerned about sidewalk chalk? Is that a mix?
Well, now I am.
Yeah, it was...
Unless you can bat it from all
just
over.
Just the ones that have to clean
it. I was
going to
say it's better than spring,
eh?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know.
Jim is job secure.
I'm just saying. But
okay.
Just to make you aware.
It comes off with water.
I think there'll be enough people kind of around. It won't be
I hope.
The theater.
Yeah.
I
volunteer as tribute to wash it off, Jim. I want to do the sidewalk chalk.
Okay,
it's going to be awesome.
I don't think anybody's going to be writing on the walls while everyone is there.
Okay.
They're going to wait till after.
Wenda said, okay.
Yeah.
Good. All right. The next thing on the agenda, if we're done with the 24th, is I wanted to kind of show you, this is really for the council members, how to approve.
Do you want me to open them?
Yeah. There's a link in here.
So right now, we've moved to digital time cards, and so... Casey's made a place for each of us to approve the time spent in, and if you go to the, there we go, yeah, time cards. So this is a sample time card, and click along the bottom, you're going to notice that there's date ranges, so you're going to want to go to the current unlocked date, and as soon as we know that they are ready for us to view, so right now, the ones that we're, this current K period, you'll notice on the top right, there's a spot where you can approve electric, but it's not working for you. It hates you.
That's because there's no electric on here, so
oh.
Locked out.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, there's one.
Click water.
I wonder if you have to have the red box checked at the very top of that first.
No.
On the live ones, I was able to check.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just that it's a sample.
I had to download another app to be able to mark it.
On your phone? Was there on the laptop?
Phone.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So it's probably just because it's a sample.
It doesn't copy all the permissions
right.
When you make a copy, so that doesn't have the permission.
Yeah. But anyway, that's where you'll find it. And it's a chance for you. You can see how much is getting billed to parks and basically everything. And in instances where they share, like reading meters is both water and electric, it basically just takes the money that we spend on the staff for that hour and splits it between the two departments. Okay? Any questions about that?
Probably Dad's the one that needed it.
Can I say that again, please?
Probably Dad's the one that needed it and he's not here.
Well, it'll be better one-on-one anyway.
Well, so if we had a question, because it's like, I mean, those are the hours they worked, I wouldn't want to say no. You know,
yeah,
I'm not going to approve that, and I don't even, well, I don't know. Anyway, what would would I come to you with a question, or would I ask the person if I had a question?
I would probably start with the town manager and say, hey, why is Jim Cooey saying that he worked 500 hours this month?
Oops.
Yeah. Because he bought this new truck.
It's actually $499.
Yeah, why did you drive to St. George?
Yeah.
Anyway, so, but it's just a way that you can be aware. Up until now, it's been really hard to know. And now it's just more visible.
Okay.
Okay? All right. Thank you. No one's having any trouble with minutes, right? That's working for you guys? Yeah, good. And then what about, she also posts the warrants if you want to see them in advance. That's also in the same place in the shared drive. So what I've asked Casey to do is to create one folder so we can just go a link to one folder and everything's in the same folder and we don't have to go searching for it. I can't do it because I don't have permission because you created it. So that means that the timesheet folder that we share, I need to give it to you so you're the owner. Then you can put it in the folder. Does that make sense?
Which one don't I have on the
book? The timesheet folder.
Oh.
Because I'm the owner and you're the editor.
Oh,
so I'll give it to you. You can put it all in one folder.
Okay.
Okay? Clear as mud?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Next. Discussion on the geothermal minerals water purchase.
All right. There's a company called Zanskar. I put a few of these. I gave a few out, but there's a few of these up here if you want to read about it. It's just a basic information of what this company does. And the leadership group came and met with myself and Lauren to explain what they're doing. It's a geothermal energy company. They're looking at finding a site in Meadow. They have some way to map it out, and that's a hot spot for geothermal. And they want to drill to try to see if it's a good spot. And anyway, in this, and Lauren, speak up if there's something that I don't say that's right. But they just basically explained that right now it's in the planning process. They plan to start drilling in the next couple months. And in that process, they met with us to ask if we would be willing to sell water to them for their drilling process. And this is where I could use your help, Lauren. But it sounds like it would be a benefit to us to sell our excess water that we have that's our not spill water, what's it called?
Overflow.
And we think right now we do have enough overflow to sell to them.
Come down some.
Has it?
Closer now.
So the question, we weren't sure if we needed to vote on this today, just in case they contact us before our next meeting. But the question is, do we want to do that, to help them? But it would benefit us financially.
Can I ask some more questions?
Yeah.
So when would they be drilling? Because obviously right now we don't have a lot of overflow. So are they drilling in the winter? Because that's...
They projected 2 to 3 months out, but I haven't heard anything from them either, so I think it's still 2 to 3 months out.
Sure.
Yeah.
And they kind of indicated that we were likely to get less overflow and we were worried about selling any water until our well was online.
Sure.
So we were hoping that would mesh up. If the well gets going, then that's not an issue. And for the amount they're willing to pay per gallon, we should pump it from the well and sell it to them if we can. But I personally don't think now that we have enough overflow. There are people watching the overflow and saying that it's being wasted in the ditch and we should be doing this, doing that. But if you notice when the sprinklers are on at the cemetery or the ball field, there is no overflow.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily we have enough coming in right now that when that stops, then the overflow comes back. So we're right on that line.
Mm-hmm.
But having some overflow is also a huge benefit to keeping our tanks clean.
Keeps
the top skimmed off. I noticed that last year when we didn't have that, the top of the water didn't look so great. It was still totally clean and fine, but
yeah,
that little bit of overflow keeping the tanks clean is beautiful. So
yeah,
it's not technically wasted in my opinion. If there was excessive amounts that it wouldn't take the overflow away, we would water more in the cemetery and ball field. I've gotten the impression a couple times that some people think that we don't care about those things. It couldn't be further from the truth. My hair is gray for a reason. I care more about those things than anybody knows. But we're trying to balance all of that. And sometimes we let overflow for a good reason to keep the tanks clean. But if we have it, we can throw it on the cemetery or potentially sell some of it. I personally think we should just tell them we're probably not able to unless the well's online.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think we maybe should. If we don't already have one, I meant to ask Cindy, and didn't have a chance to, but if we don't have a bulk water rate...
I'm sorry, I can barely hear you.
If we do not have a bulk water rate, we probably should set one and vote on it.
Do we know how much water they're asking for?
They did give us a number.
I didn't write it down.
It was... They did it in acre feet, and I converted it to gallons to try to wrap my head around. It's not crazy amounts of water, but it...
So are they
going to
haul it? Is that what they're going to do?
They would
use it for drilling or whatever?
We would take it from a hydrant, and they would haul it in their trucks. And for the amount that they were looking for, it was going to bring it down about $50,000, which...
I mean, if the well's up and going...
Would be...
I think I meant before.
Well put towards the electric line or something. So if you want to do it, it's lucrative. But
just to help pay for the well, but...
It sounds like it would work out really well if they're a couple
if
months out.
Yeah, if we had the water.
And usually, once we're past August,
mm-hmm.
When do you usually flush your hydrants anyways?
Depends on when we have time to do it. But usually in the spring, we'd have normally done it by now, but haven't done it yet this year. And now we probably won't until the
fall. Fall? Mm-hmm.
Typically, the last few years, June has been our roughest month. Surprisingly, so when we got through June, it's always hard also, but
okay,
so far we're looking better than we did last year, waterway.
So would we need to, how would we know if we had a bulk rate? Would that be, who would know that?
Denny Ann, do you know?
We have sold water in
what?
The past, so there's...
Is there a bulk rate for water? Okay, yeah. Okay.
So if we voted, would we need to vote on anything tonight?
I don't think we... I'd have to vote no tonight. So I think we wait and see if it lines up.
Yeah.
But I'm...
Well, I don't know if they were necessarily voting about whether to do it or not, but having to wait, but we don't know that yet either. So
yeah.
Yeah.
That would have to be in a public meeting for that, too, because water requires...
Public hearing. I was going to ask that question. Okay.
So if we decided to do it, a public hearing would have to happen?
Unless there's already one.
If there already is one, we can change the rate. It'll be the same thing.
Yep. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yep. And if anybody's interested, you can read about that. If they decide to go through with it and it's a good thing for them, then they may... They may build a plant there, whatever. So.
But yeah, good. 50,000 would be nice. We'll take it.
Do I hear 60?
60,000 would be even nicer. All right, electrical rates.
Oh, yes.
So, our most recent bill came in at 9 cents per kilowatt hour. The May 2026 line. So we start in May, we started a new program called EDAM, and they're trying to really zero in on what they expect power usage is going to be. And so we actually ordered the power the day before, and they're hoping it'll help cut costs and not have wasted energy too. But there is some cost to the program, and it turns out it's about half a cent per kilowatt hour right now while they're trying to figure it out. However, our 6-month average just bumped up to 8.1, so we did a 1 cent increase last month because we were pushing 8, and I knew this was coming. So no change for now.
Okay. Anything else regarding that? Good. The last item on the agenda, I just needed to let you know I was asked by Shannon Green to read into the minutes that she's replacing her fence. I put the documents that she sent me as a link in there so you can post them. Basically, she's had it surveyed, and she's putting her fence right where it used to be and where the survey markers are, and she just wanted it to be on record. So, not because it has to be, because it doesn't have to be, but now it is. Okay. Any questions about that? Yeah. All right. Department reviews. Parks and cemetery.
I feel like we kind of went over everything with parks already.
It keeps the ones.
I just want to say I appreciate all the help going into the cemetery. There's a lot of work going on out there, so thanks for all those involved.
I know that it was mentioned in the Monday meeting that maybe the week before the 24th, having the cemetery staff help as needed, like to do like weeding around the trees and weed eating and stuff.
We actually changed that, told them to go ahead and start anytime, and
okay.
They already have.
Okay.
Yeah, because there's a lot that needs to be.
I'm such a good neighbor, I totally didn't notice.
Yeah, there's a lot that needs to be done.
Okay.
Yep.
Yes, Jerry?
I just thought of this. Anybody set up for flies to be sprayed before the 24th? We usually do it.
I can barely hear you, Jerry. I'm sorry.
Flying for spraying flies before the 24th. We usually do it a week ahead. North.
How do you spray them? Like you just
they come in and
the
they
company that does
like
it.
Bite.
Oh,
spray.
Like pest control.
Pest control, yeah.
Yeah.
Usually does it.
I don't know
if that was built into the contract or not. I want to say it was, but we'll check with them.
Okay.
You usually do it the week before?
Usually like to do it a couple days before.
Yeah, well, because it stinks.
Well, the spray itself, not bad for a little bit. Every time? When the spray smells bad?
When they're doing it, yeah. That's
okay.
When they do it.
So you'll check on that?
Yeah, I'll give it to you.
Sounds good. Electrical, anything else? Oh, wait. Is there anything else before I... Okay.
Just waiting on the well to get and basically be able to hook up all the electrical for the well.
Where are we at with that? Does anyone know?
And I guess it's coming up on the
parts.
Agenda.
I was hoping Ben was going to be
is
here.
I've got his
we
report.
Build America by American again, and we could have had it up alone already if we didn't have to wait on that.
Okay. Okay. So you might have noticed that the roads have been done on the east side, and we tried something new, a new experiment. We did the corners.
I like
it's
that. Isn't
nice.
That nice?
Yeah.
It is really nice.
Yeah.
I noticed they didn't fog those, though. That was
say that again?
They didn't fog them. They're not black. They didn't. When they came back and sprayed the final top
coat,
they
didn't.
Didn't do the corner.
They did a little bit, but not.
Yeah.
They
so we'll see if they we'll see if they make it. Okay. Well, they didn't charge us much, so I can't complain too loud.
I think overall they did a great job.
Yeah.
I really do. I think better than years past.
Yeah.
I was
sure.
Thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
You come on the west side and there's gaps in
yeah.
the middle of the road all
yeah.
over the place.
Oh.
And I didn't see one over there.
Yeah.
Josh is a different company.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, Gecko.
But
it looks really good.
Yeah, it looks really nice. Yeah. Good. and then... Water. Anything else?
No, I don't have any updates, but I can give you what Ben gave me for the Ben's not going to be here tonight.
Okay.
So I asked him, I wanted to give an update on that. If that's okay, I'll just read you what he wrote me. It's not very long. So he's been talking to Tusher, the company that's doing it, and he said the electricians should be on site next week to start their work. They also sent him the information that he needed on the well pump so that he can schedule that install. He's in, and that's all.
Okay.
He can't make it now. He's on an emergency in Minersville.
Okay.
But other than that, I don't know if you guys have anything to add to that, but there's no time frame that I know of. He did say they poured like a little apron on the well house, so that's done. But yeah.
Okay.
So not a lot. I mean, not a lot to give.
I think you got that same text. He did say that they got a waiver for some of the electrical stuff. So.
Yeah, I was waiting to hear back on that to post anything, but I never heard. So.
Okay.
Anyway.
Excellent.
So that's it.
It's very exciting. It's happening. Just like my building. Super slow.
Is that pipe almost done?
The
water line?
We're within two or three lengths of being done, and then we got to put in the pipe.
Okay.
We haven't been able to get back to it for a little while. We've been doing meters and other things. So.
Yeah, that meters was amazing. It was like 20 meters. Dang.
They're almost 30.
Yeah, it was huge.
Go ahead. Any idea on the boring?
We put it below the line. Probably will stay there till August now.
Okay. All right.
Okay, good.
That's all I've got.
Delinquency review. I know, I'm so excited. Although I do want to ask Stan why he's in the back door. His name's not Jim. Okay.
Embarrassing when your name's on the list. What the heck?
Okay?
What's wrong with my secretary? I thought we were on auto pay.
Goodness.
Did the ones that we had issues with, I don't see them. That's good.
I'm like the perfect bill collector. I cannot remember from month to month. I'm like, it's a new sheet for me.
I don't see anyone as high as we had last month.
Looks good.
And the door hangers, did those work? Those must have worked because they're not on there. Where is it?
You can just get 643 to pay his bill. We'll be in good shape.
Yeah, I know. It's rough.
Good. Hey, so no action? Right?
It's nice to know those work.
Will he get kicked off the council if he doesn't?
Nope.
It goes the other direction. You just stay home.
Guess it's going to be on the list.
There are some benefits.
Good. All right, public comments. Seriously. Come on, Stan.
You did a good job, everybody. Thank you.
You scared it right along.
The best minutes to write. Right.
Yes.
They just want to be done by 8.
Yes. They want to see it happen.
Record time.
Okay, so the only old business that we have is the well project, but I did bring with me a letter that I'm going to give to you that came from the county. And it's about landfills, and basically they've had a lot of questions and concerns about landfills and why there's the bill on everybody's utility bill for landfills. And it was determined some years ago, about 15 years ago, that it was cheaper to just run one landfill than for each of us to run our own landfills because of because of the there's administrative stuff that has to happen now with landfills. And so if that's interesting to you, I'm going to submit it to Casey and include it, and you can read it. Yeah. Can I just throw it in with the minute? Or yeah. Yeah. Question about it?
Not about that, but prior.
Yeah.
So I just want to get it out there, everybody listening and all that, get the word out that we're going to start changing a lot of water meters in preparation possibly for that new system. And some of them are not readable or very well and this and that and everything. So I'll probably be out there a lot. So just kind of heads up. And some of the meters, I mean, they're so overgrown, can't get to them. Bugs, ants, I still got spider bites. I mean, so I may be doing a little destructive work on some of them to get what I need to out and replace some barrels and whatever and stuff, but just kind of heads up to everybody. So.
Okay, thank you. And then there was a tree that needed trimmed around.
Yeah, we need to discuss that too. So there's actually one tree that we need to send paperwork, I think, should be removed. So on Jane's property on the corner, it's blocking a fire hydrant pretty bad. It's a smaller tree.
The tree isn't actually on her property. It's on
correct.
The easement.
It's on the easement, right?
It's on the town. So I encourage that we should remove that. And then there's a couple other things that we need to trim here and there, but that's kind of a major one.
And the trees that the Cram residents that are in the power lines.
Yeah, it's in the power lines. I have a pretty good picture of that, yeah.
So. Okay.
So
all right.
I will get those two pieces of paperwork to you guys if you guys will just authorize that.
And then you just notify the landowner or whatever? Is that what you do?
Usually. Mm-hmm. If someone lives there.
In both cases, it's empty, yeah.
It's debatable if the tree is on the town easement whose tree it is, but it's just a courtesy to talk to people that live there. So.
Sure. Okay. All right. Anything else?
Yeah. One question on old business.
Yeah.
I have some info on mower, but it was my understanding we were directed to go ahead and get that, but then I saw some discussion about whether or not that needed to be voted on or whatever.
Yeah, so we approved it in the budget, but we have to vote on it because it's, is it more than 5,000? Is that the number, Casey?
So I thought you did that last month, but.
We're talking about the lawnmower.
Oh, yes.
For the bagger.
Yes, if it's over 5,000, it has to be bid.
So.
But it can be like a informal bid. Like you can.
Talk really loud.
It can be like an informal bid.
Uh-huh.
So you can just look up prices. You just have to be able to compare it to other sellers' prices.
We've
do you know what I'm saying? Like you have, So if you have, but you just need documentation of that. So.
Okay. And last month, we didn't vote to approve it, or we did vote to approve it. Do you remember?
We approved it up to a certain amount.
We approved it up to an amount?
I thought we were authorized to pull the trigger. So
it's
in the budget.
It's in the budget?
It's in the budget.
So I don't know.
That's what I remember,
too.
We
just have to approve
the actual
spending the actual money.
Okay, so do you have one that you want to spend money on?
Yeah, I believe so. I think we're ready on this one. I don't know if you want to see it, but it's Husqvarna, Z454, 54-inch. That's just off the internet. So Casey sells that brand, and we have two others of his that he's helped us keep going in service, and he's been good to work with. So we also look at the steel for ropers, quite a bit more money. I do think it was a better mower, but the deal ended June 30th on that one, so that is now way more. So he wants $8,300 for the mower and $1,500 for a blower and bagger, which we do need on this one.
Mm-hmm.
That's $9,800. That's just off online, so he's beating the online price that I printed on that. So about $10,000. I don't know what other we're looking at.
Yeah, that's
blades and a few
that ones. Is less than we even. That's less than what we put in the budget. I remember it was 13.
I think we allocated 14.
13 or 14.
For like a trailer too.
Uh huh. For both. Yep. All right. Someone would like to make a motion on that?
I move we approve the purchase of Lynn Moore.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Did you see that, the detachment thing that I sent you?
Yeah.
The pull behind one?
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I think that's great. I think we should get one. Yeah. That was, what, a couple hundred bucks or something?
Yeah, that. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know how you guys feel about it, but let just be small tools.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about it.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
It's less than 5,000.
Yes.
I just really need to go over the purchasing. We have a purchasing document, and I just don't have it fresh in my brain. Okay. But I can't imagine a couple hundred dollars. All right. Anything else before we close the meeting?
No.
All right. Woofta. Then is there a motion to close the meeting? Someone like to move to close
the meeting?
Is there a
second?
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Yes!
What are we going to do for 2 more hours?
Look at that. I jokingly said 8 o'clock. Man, that was amazing. She was watching the clock.
I'm like, can we get through this quickly?
Yeah,
come on.
That was good.
Nice job, guys.
What brought you out today for this meeting? Just